Flat fees protect your time, boost your authority, and make your business scalable. You are not a clock. You are not a commodity. You are the dang nab solution.
Welcome to the Damn Good Designer Podcast. Join hosts Cheryl and Liz, the visionary and integrator balancing all the moving parts of a full-service interior design firm. Get ready for a wild ride as they challenge the norms, challenge the industry, and challenge you with damn good truths about what success looks like today. Now your hosts.
Welcome to the Damn Good Designer Podcast. Today I am bringing you Asked and Answered, where we answer questions in a very short 10 to 15 minute podcast, just to give you a little bit of wisdom to ride down the road with or walk down the road. I guess you'll have to listen to a couple of them if you're walking or running or something like that. But this is really enjoyable for me. I like doing these short things, so hopefully you will like it to do. And today I'm answering a question that comes up all the time in our Facebook group and all over the place, you know, all the time. Why are flat fees better than hourly? Okay, let's talk about it. First of all, if something's not broken, don't try to fix it. I'm talking to people that want to grow because I'm a growth coach. That's what I do. Okay. That is what I do. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. And their hourly billing has its place for sure. There are jobs that we do it too every now and again, but it's not good for the long haul because you can't project out that income. You can't project out your revenue and your resulting profit, right? So that is the whole reason that I like flat fee billing, is because I am able to then project out into the future, and I know that I have enough money coming in because it's going under contract, okay? But here's the deal. Hourly billing feels safe to people. That's logical. I think that's fair. But it's also the fastest way to undervalue yourself and cap your earning potential. Hourly pricing turns your expertise into a line item, a number to be compared. And worst of all, it trains your clients to see you as a worker bee, a task-oriented person, not a strategic partner or expert. So let me be blunt. You are not a time seller. You're a problem solver, and you need to price like one, really. Flat fees change this dynamic entirely. Your client isn't buying time, and I'm never going to trade time for money. That's just not something that I'm going to do. My clients are buying a result. Okay, they're buying a transformation, a solved problem. And let's be honest, nobody wakes up excited to buy $14 and, or 14 hours of anything, right? You're gonna wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to buy, 15 hours or 14 hours or 26 hours of anything. You know, I'm so excited. I'm going to the store today and I'm going to buy these hours. You know, nobody wakes up like that. But when you price by the project, you're anchoring your offer in value, not in minutes. It's easier to sell. It's easier to justify, and it's easier to scale. And that's the most important thing to me. And then here's where things get a little juicier, right? Hourly billing actually punishes efficiency. Flat fees reward efficiency. When you stop billing by the hour, you stop being penalized for being fast, okay? Because you have spent all this R&D time, right? Developing, your skills and your vision. And yes, of course, you should be faster. You should be faster at it, right? So why do you want to be penalized for that? I don't want to. After 25 years of business, I certainly don't want to be penalized because I can do something faster because I'm that good. And I just don't think in my little market that I'm going to be able to charge, those kinds of rates by the hour. Now, some people can do that in larger cities and good for them. That's great if they can do it. But I'm talking to all the people that are not in the big cities right now. Okay. When you stop billing by the hour, you stop being penalized for being fast. You get to work smart, get it done, and still make a profit. And that's what keeps you in business over the long haul. And let me tell you, once you break that mental pattern, you'll start thinking more like a CEO and less like a technician. Okay. Here is the psychology shift, folks. Flat fees make clients consider the full picture of what they're getting, okay? Kind of like if you were contracting with somebody to do a portrait of your family, you're gonna hang over the fireplace, right? You certainly aren't, you're looking at the final results, right? You're not looking at them to give you an estimate based on hours that we'll do, that we'll spend, No, you want the end result. You don't want to shortchange that or anything like that. You don't. Hourly pricing makes clients question every single task. Okay, it really does. But a flat fee, that makes them feel covered, confident, taken care of. So it's better client experience. So guess what? You can raise your prices and they'll still feel like they got a good deal. I've seen designers double their income just from switching how they present pricing. No extra work, just a better strategy. And that is the truth. You want to try it? This is your simple starting point. Think about what you want to make on a project. Add in the expenses, taxes, stress load, everything else. Then tack on an expert premium or longevity in the business or whatever you want to call it. Now throw out the hourly math and anchor your proposal in outcome, not in time. Now, I figure my flat fees differently than that, but that's a simple way just to figure it out. Figure out where you're starting, okay? And then add to that what you need to make. And remember this, don't compare yourself to your competition. Compare your offer to the life your client wants after working with you, okay? If you are the only person who can solve that problem, they aren't price shopping, really? So here is our damn good truth for the day. Flat fees protect your time, boost your authority, and make your business scalable. You are not a clock. You are not a commodity. You are the dang nab solution, okay? You are the solution. If you like this episode, share it with a designer friend still charging hourly and give them a lifeline. Throw them a lifeline out. And if you want help creating your flat fee structure and project pricing and our minimum expenditure and the way we do it, then I want you to message me flat fee and I'll tell you where to start. And you can do that through our group, Small Business Think Big. You can do it on Instagram, Damn Good Designer, and you can do it on Facebook in Damn Good Designer. Or heck, you can just track me down and probably my cell phone is written on a bathroom wall somewhere. I don't know. But whatever the case may be, let me know how I can help you overcome this mental block on flat fees and help you structure it so that you're not losing out to scope creep. So you're not losing out to clients that are indecisive and all of that, because yes, 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 Virginia, there is a solution to that. And I have got the solution and I can help you. So thank you very much for joining us for our Asked and Answered segment on Damn Good Designer, and hope to see you next time. And keep the questions coming too. I really appreciate it.
Until next time, stay bold, stay inspired, and keep embracing your bag girl spirit. If you've enjoyed today's show, head over to join the community at damngooddesigner.com to continue the conversation and sign up for our newsletter.